You're listening to Turn on the News on Free 103.9. It's Monday, March 12th, and tonight we're going to continue to follow the LPFM rule notification that might come at the FCC March 21st. Pirates Week might be back. We're going to look at the best community college radio station in the country, at least according to one group, and look at Third Coast listening rooms coming up across the country, and hear from the Amateur Radio Newsline with headlines from the Dayton Hamvention, from the sun eruptions last week, Brazil banning operations at St. Peter and St. Paul, and new rules in effect for U.S. hams on 60 meters, and more on Turn on the News tonight on Free 103.9. This is Tom Rowe with Turn on the News on Free 103.9, and we're celebrating Free 103.9's 15th anniversary all week. In the background are a couple of releases from Free 103.9 Audio Dispatches. This is a song called Constructive Engagement. And tonight's headlines, John Anderson at DIYmedia.net predicts the Federal Communications Commission won't do much to address the abusive rules surrounding translator radio stations when they announce new LPFM rules on March 21st. He details the situation with stations that are supposed to relay existing signals to areas without radio coverage. Quote, first there was Clark Parrish, the mastermind who swapped the FCC's license application system during a 2003 filing window for new translators. He applied for thousands of stations under the guise of two shell corporations, Radio Assist Ministry and Edgewater Broadcasting, with the intent of selling them off to other broadcasters so that he could build his own full-power religious radio empire with the proceeds. The FCC, in response to outcry over such blatant sentimentalizing, froze a goodly portion of his translator applications in 2005. The entire mess remains unresolved today, though the FCC must untangle it before moving forward with the expansion of the LPFM radio service. That's low-power FM radio service, and again, they're expected to make a notice of a window of for applications in the fall for low-power FM at the March 21st FCC meeting. Ragnar Daniskold and his Pirates Week radio show about shortwave pirate radio is returning to the airwaves, except it will now be monthly starting April 1st. In June 2011, Daniskold pulled the longtime Chronicle of Airwaves off due to, quote, a bad case of tendonitis. Now his website says he is, quote, looking at restarting the show on a monthly basis, looking for new shows the first Sunday of each month, starting April 1st, no fooling. I can use all the help I can get. Email me pirate news stories at piratesweek@gmail.com. Jennifer Waits at Cupertino Patch reports that radio station KFJC 89.7 FM of Foothill College was named the best community college radio station in the U.S. at the Intercollegiate Broadcasting System Student Radio Awards in New York City on March 3rd. KJFC also won Best Public Affairs Program, Best Station Promotional Event, and Best Fundraising Underwriting Campaign, and other awards. You can see that full story at the Cupertino Patch. There's a link at the Free 103.9 newsroom. You can go to newsroom.free103.9.org for more information. Tomorrow, Tuesday, March 13th, Chicago's Third Coast Festival, the ambitious annual radio documentary festival, hosts a listening room, one of their events, and this one's called The Sounds and Stories of Protest, with writer Anne Elizabeth Moore at The Hideout in Chicago. On April 2nd, they'll host another, this one in Portland, Maine at Space Gallery and co-presented by the Salt Institute for Documentary Studies. Third Coast directors Johanna Zorn and Julie Shapiro present Lights Out and Short Docs, with stories about metaphorical and literal darkness and an audio screening in the dark. You can see more about any of these stories at newsroom.free103.9.org. We are going to hear a little Kraftwerk, and we'll be back in just a second with Amateur Radio News. You're listening to Turn on the News on Free 103.9.
Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 1804 with a release date of March 9, 2012 to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. The Dayton Hamvention announces its 2012 award winners. The sun erupts with a massive CME hurled toward Earth. Brazil bans de-expedition operations from St. Peter and St. Paul. New rules now in effect for U.S. hams on 60 meters, and a new movie about going into space from Richard Garriott, W5KWQ. All this and more on Amateur Radio Newsline, report number 1804. It comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's first independent, on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, reporting, here is Don Wilbanks, AE5DW.
It's honors time in amateur radio. This is the Dayton Amateur Radio Association announces the names of this year's Hamvention Award winners. Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, is in the newsroom with more. Bill.
This year's Dayton Hamvention Awards Committee has gone worldwide in choosing who would receive the Hamvention's 2012 honors. Named as Radio Amateur of the Year is Mr. S. Suri, VU2MY of Hyderabad, India. Mr. Suri can best be described as the Hiram Percy Maxim of that nation. Among his numerous achievements, VU2MY was instrumental in establishing the art and science of amateur radio in India, as well as leading the effort to establish the world-acclaimed National Institute of Amateur Radio. Staying with his avocation, Mr. Suri has led search, rescue, and recovery efforts in many natural emergencies and events throughout India and elsewhere. Technical Achievement Award recipient Joel Hallis, W1ZR of Westport, Connecticut, is likely best known for his monthly QST column titled, The Doctor is In. This ongoing series is designed to answer many of the basic and not-so-basic technical questions of ham radio that readers may have on their minds. Most important, W1ZR responds to these questions in a very easy-to-read format that might best be cited as having a unique appeal, especially to newcomers in the hobby. In addition to his writing for QST, W1ZR is the author of several well-read books. These include such titles as Basic Radio, Basic Antennas, The ARL Guide to Antenna Tuners, and Understanding and Using Your Antenna Analyzer. He has also garnered many technical awards and remains one of the top authors in the field of amateur radio. This year's Special Achievement Award recipient is Steve Betza, WZ2V, of Endicott, New York. According to the awards committee, Betza enjoys teaching students by using live experiments and missions. Through a project called Blue Horizons, WZ2V has already licensed 38 new hams, set the world record for the highest amateur balloon at 125,000 feet, and demonstrated many technical feats relating to that record-setting flight. He also has contributed in a major way to college and high school education programs dealing with electronic engineering. Last but by no means least, the annual Club of the Year award goes to the Deutsche Amateur Radio.
All right, you're listening to Turn on the News on Free 103.9, and it's Free 103.9's 15th anniversary this week, and so we're looking at a couple of past Free 103.9 broadcasts and releases. We're going to play a couple of releases from the Free 103.9 audio dispatch series. This is Foment Revolution behind us, and then next up we're going to hear from Monotract and Houses Have Smells. Monotract is three members, but one of them is Carlos Gaffoni, who is a noise musician of some renown. He started the No Fun Festival. It's also a record label now, No Fun. And so we'll hear from Carlos Gaffoni's Monotract band from originally from Miami. Houses Have Smells. And then we're going to hear from the SB in 5 minutes. These are tracks made with radio for radio dispatches called Radio Action. And these are both on Radio Action 1. And then in a few minutes, we're going to talk to Billy Budget, who was the transmitter maker behind 87X station in Tampa, Florida, in the mid-90s.
Man, though he seemed rebel, he worked behind the scenes to foment, stir up,
revolution,
around, incite.
Though he seemed
loyal,
he worked
16
to foment, revolution.
Though he seems loyal and public, he worked behind the scenes to foment
loyal in public.
Though he seemed loyal in public, he worked behind the scenes to foment the revolution.
Fomentation, a noun.
He worked behind the scenes to foment revolution.
Though he seemed loyal in public.
Verb. Though he seemed loyal in public.
Fomentation.
He worked behind the scenes to foment revolution. Though he seemed loyal in public.
To
he worked behind the scenes
revolution.
To foment revolution. Though he seemed loyal in public, he worked behind the scenes
revolution.
To foment revolution. Though he seemed loyal in public, he worked behind the scenes to revolution. Revolution.
Though he seemed loyal in public,
he worked behind the scenes to foment revolution. Though he seemed loyal in public, he worked behind the scenes to stir up, arouse, incite revolution.
Thank you.
That was the SB with 5 minutes, and this is an interview with Billy Budget, who built the transmitter that started a micro radio station called 87X in Tampa, Florida in 1994, and a little of his story on Turn on the News on Free 103.9.
But, it's funny. You know, a lot of people really aren't ready for it. A lot of people know what they're doing. And it's just going to go on like this for a while, I know. It's going to be fun. It's just, it depends on, you know, if you're going to be a radio station with a studio and, you know, an established set location, don't be surprised, you know, especially the FCC is going to come kicking your door in with the U.S. Marshals and the NYPD and going to grab everything that's, you know, that's there, even the, you know, the headphones off your set, the, you know, the rings off your finger, the watch, you use to tell the time over the air.
We don't have any clocks here at Free 103.9.
Grab whatever they can, and then they'll probably take you off to jail and whatever they can find in your pockets and stuff. Grab that.
So you have any closing comments? I think have we told the story? Have we told your story, Billy?
Yeah, pretty much. It's ongoing now. The story's not over. It's just begun, really, now. I hope this. Great Southern Belle. Hello, Southern Belle. We know how this. Hello, is this Sarah?
You guys still have party lines there?
We still what?
You still have party lines?
Party what?
Party lines, you know, party lines.
This is some weird freaky thing. I wanted to call my mother early this morning, and I picked up the phone, and I couldn't even get a dial tone. It sounded like someone else's line was off the hook. So I guess I finally figured out what it is. You hear that guy, hello, what's going on? You talking about CBs? That's what I gotta put up with down here.
How about this? Will you do a promo spot for Free 103.9?
Free 103.9?
In Williamsburg?
Yeah, okay, I got one more closing thing. If anyone out there is interested in doing this micro-broadcasting stuff,
oh, that's good.
Take my advice. If you don't want anything taken, don't keep it near the transmitter. Keep anything associated with the transmitting thing far away from the transmitter. Maintain what you need to take it in here to
All right, you're listening to Turn on the News. That was Melissa Dubin and Aaron Davidson with Every Spy Has Their Numbers from Radio Action 1, a Free 103.9 release. This has been Turn on the News. Go to free103.9.org or newsroom.free103.9.org for more information about anything you heard here. And tune in or turn out every night at midnight for Turn on the News on Free 103.9.